My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 10th of October 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
Samuel Gamlin, 20th of June 1992. I'm from Newcastle.
So where did you first hear about the project?
I stumbled upon it on Sky and looked into it on the internet and signed up.
Yeah. And what inspired you to take part?
It just seemed like an interesting thing, something I'd like to be a part of. I didn't really expect to get a place.
Yeah. And what was your kind of like feelings and, you know, emotions when you found out?
I was excited and nervous and happy, but yeah.
Cool. Have you been involved in performance?
No, not at all.
Kind of first of its kind.
Yeah.
What do you plan to do on the plinth and why?
Haven't really got a set plan. I'm going to see if anything like comes to mind while I'm up there.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have asked me to call them, so I'll be doing that. That's about it.
Okay. I mean, I guess, like, are you... Because you can just use the time to sit, you know, sit down and just relax. And, that's good. So have people already said they're going to call you and request you to maybe do some funny things?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Who would you say you're doing this for?
Probably mostly myself, but for just anyone.
I saw that your mum's here today.
Yeah.
Is anyone else come to see you? Or have you got people online?
Lots of people online. No one came down.
So I guess like when you come off, you might have some comments on Twitter and stuff like that. What would you say is most important in your life?
Not really sure.
Like what? Like is art? I mean, are you fairly creative?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Well, I'm studying games development, and it's kind of like all very arty and such. So,
what with game development? What kind of stuff are you making at the moment?
Just I'm working on the kind of graphics, 3D graphics,
cool.
Animation.
Oh, great! Is that for a specific company or?
No, it's just college.
Okay. What program do you use?
Photoshop, Flash, and 3ds Max.
Okay. And is that something you'd like to do when you're older?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine, what is the process of actually doing the animation? Is that a lot of programming? So a lot of code or?
Quite a lot of it is kind of like drag and move it and it'll do the rest for you.
Right, okay.
It's easier than it seems.
About going to plinth, any hopes or fears?
Good crowd.
Yeah.
Other than that, pretty easy.
Yeah. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're from and maybe a bit about your background, if that's okay?
What kind of stuff?
Just maybe from where you grew up, like maybe what you studied in school.
Not very good at this kind of thing. I just grew up in a fairly normal place.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't really know what to say.
With the computing thing, is there anyone in particular that inspired you to get into it? Was it just simply for a love of animation and games beforehand?
I got like an N64 when I was like two, and it was from then on it was fun.
Yeah. What kind of games do you prefer? In terms of the genre?
I'm pretty open, but anything shooty is okay.
Yeah. Is that the kind of stuff that you're making at home?
Yeah.
And with the Flash-based stuff, is it online? Is it so people can play, or...?
It's kind of in the in-between stages. I'm still working on some of it, trying to get it online.
Cool.
Different things.
Yeah, because I was going to say you could have plugged your set in there, but...  Also with the project, are you a keen follower of Anthony Bowman's work? Or?
I live not that close, but not too far away from the edge of the north, and it's kind of like become a little bit of a symbol.
Yeah.
So,
sure. So you see it up close and stuff.
Yeah,
that's great.
And the thing with the metal people,
mm-hmm.
that as well,
mm-hmm.
was, yeah. I know a few people that were cast to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they friends from your school or are they?
Friends, people I've met, just
mm-hmm.
random people.
Great. And lastly, do you think after standing the plinth, do you think that might have an impact on you? Do you think?
I might have more confidence or less confidence depending on how it goes. Probably more.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty nerve-wracking thing.
Mm.
So.
Like, did you choose? Are you choosing to do it? Are you seeing it as a kind of challenge?
Yeah.
Mm. And do you think? I think that's great because it's such a great place to do it anyway. And I'm sure, like, when you step off, you're gonna feel.
Yeah.
Big sense of accomplishment. You know? So, anyway, I hope you have a great time, and thanks a lot.
Thanks.
For the interview.
Thank
thanks
you.
A lot.